All right, we are recording.
We are recording.
That's what you're talking about.
Okay. So they announced the winner on December 19th. They're going to have a party here.
Okay.
But students are going to be out at that point. So they're going to have something in here, right, too.
Okay, Ron, bring us up now to the next step.
Okay, we're still on step one. That's the bad news. The good news is we've done step three and four, or at least some parts of it. So what we've done so far is we've really not come up with any goals per se, as much as we have all the action items and maybe a little bit of strategy here and there. So I think what we need to do is sort of look at what we've done so far and say, what are the three or four themes that you see running through in here, and how can we kind of maneuver those into the big picture SMART goals? Anybody have any thoughts on that? Great.
We got a heck of a lot of really good ideas up there that I think came together around this last discussion. Let me see if I can try to get to where I think where Ron wants us to get. And that is to start focusing on some bigger picture goals. I'm going to go back and take Michael's first goal, which he laid out as incubator. I think we got to assume that's going to happen. And I think it is incredibly important for this board and for this authority to effectively and positively implement that in the best possible fashion. So I put that as goal number one, something about the incubator. And that is number one priority and number one goal as we move forward. Secondly, I would talk about the facilities assessment, not a master plan, a facilities assessment, and the needs that the park has combined with that needs assessment. So the discussions about whether we have a cafe or a conference room or additional office space is determined based on a facility assessment of what we got and where we are, and then it's based on the needs we've got, based on that facility assessment. And I think a lot of the conversations up in here about Collins Center and college building and old building versus new building, and what do we do with those kind of things, that can come out in that facilities assessment and the future needs that we have as a park. I think under that needs assessment, facilities assessment, you've got all the geotech kind of stuff. You've got options of old versus new, and you've got the whole question of shovel ready. We need to be able to assess how much shovel ready property we got, and we've got to figure out a way to get that property shovel ready so that we can really effectively market with the efforts going forward. Thirdly, I would say we need a mayor-driven summit, not just focused on us and the airport, because I think that's a good partnership, but I think we're missing other actors in the community. The mayor himself mentioned there might be possibilities of collaborating with the city or the county and taking some of their properties elsewhere and swapping what we're using ours for what they might want to use it for. And it might be a better fit. But I would try to see if there's a way that we can set a goal to encourage the mayor to pull together a community-wide summit and address those kinds of future needs in a kind of an innovation and collaborative partnership context. I don't know exactly how to word that. I know these are supposed to be our goals and not his, but I think he kind of articulated that today of what he wants to do, and I think you give him an opportunity to take a lead on something like that. Finally, I would pick up on the thought that was mentioned here about marketing and also public communication efforts. Marketing focuses on future tenants, focuses on those either specialized organizations or groups. We can go around and focus on that as the marketing part of it, but also a public communications effort. Really a PR effort to the community to let them know what we are, what we're doing, and where we're going. And some of those would be my kind of four, hopefully, bigger picture options, not worded very articulately, so I apologize for that.
We can wordsmith it. But
I was just trying to see if we could get it up, so that I think if you look down through those ideas that were mentioned, almost all of them could fit under one of those four themes or goals or however you want to describe it.
Well, I just think we should just go home.
That's your favorite.
I think that's great. I would agree completely. There's a lot of detail under there. I like especially, I think the first two are just absolutely, that's what we need to do. And I think the second two really get to something I was trying to hear. There's so much starting to go on in this community. And so Ron has to run the park, still make it, you know, economically feasible as we move forward with the incubator. We have to know what we have here. And then we have to be communicating with all these other pieces of the puzzle that we are expecting and reaching out to all these additional pieces of the puzzle. You know, hopefully OEV does what we want them to do with our help. Hopefully the airport is ready to do something that would be helpful to us if we reach out to them. And that's all those last two things. And there are a lot of other pieces to that puzzle, which Crispin knows a lot more about than I do, all the regional stuff. But that's all stuff that needs attention. And it takes effort and time, and you got to work it into what you're going to do. It's part of the plan.
I'm just going to add what I always have to add when people say we should market to everybody, so everybody knows what we're doing, is that the most important thing is who are your stakeholders, and let's communicate with our key stakeholders, because we can spend a lot of energy communicating to the general public who is never going to have anything to do with the park, who just, it's not relevant to their life. So, but it is relevant to our stakeholders, so I think we have to be very clear about that and not just try to get everybody to come to the park. We have to keep saying to what end, why.
Should we change that from community to stakeholders?
Yeah, I would just say the key stakeholders. And that can be, you know, our Tallahassee stakeholders, and then those external groups, which is something we've never really done in 15 years, is truly market to, you know, the site selectors and so forth, which we now have a vehicle through OEV, but at the same time, I mean, we have not, and it's not a criticism, it's a resource issue, so.
I think to add to that a little bit, I think we also need to identify what specific industries we're going after. So maybe like identify 5 different industries, that way we can have targeted marketing, tell the story that best kind of relates to them so that things kind of click. But I think we need to determine, rather than just doing a shotgun effect of having this whole story, it needs to be tailored to each specific one that we go after. So I think finding those industries.
Which, if I can add to that, also goes to what is it that we want the park to be in terms of who do we want to attract here. Like over time, we're not going to kick anybody out, but over time, we'll be good if we move into the direction of these targeted industries so we have that focus. And that way, that helps your marketing.
So that gets into the details that we're talking about each of these. Can we settle on these as 4? All right, go ahead.
I'm going to go first.
Well, if I can just amend where you have mayor-driven, I would probably suggest that it be mayor-driven plus the chair of the county commission.
I would strike that one altogether, but I'll get to my comment. I okay. like that more than mayor-driven, yeah. But go ahead. And there's,
The only thing is I understand the political reality is that we have city and we have county, and I think that we all have the same common goal, but you want to give equal footing to both parties. And then the other thing is it's actually even expanding beyond just if we're going to do something like that, is like expanding it to the connecting counties that we've got to bring them into the fold, because I know that you guys have used companies in other adjoining counties to supply you guys, and so that becomes an opportunity for those counties to recruit companies or industries that might support other companies here. So
is it a stakeholder summit? Regional Stakeholder Summit?
Probably that's probably more politically neutral, and that probably makes a whole lot more sense. I like the idea.
Call it my political naivete. So.
Well, I step into it all the time. So anyways, but what?
Yeah. I told you we're going to have to cross stuff out.
Yeah, Rick, I like where you're going. I want to get a little more nuanced on this anyhow. What is a goal for us and what is a goal for us to support?
Yeah.
So, for example, I can't say enough, and I won't say it again, I said it in front of him, having the mayor appoint himself to this board is exceptional. We have not gotten this kind of engagement from the city that we have today, and we haven't even started yet. But we have to recognize the reality that we're all moving, I mean, we're trying to pull all the pieces together, and Ray, I understand what the motivation is, and it's genuine, and John had everything he wanted to say. I mean, we agree with everything, or I agreed with everything. But if we start segmenting things and putting one name on it versus others, I think we're kind of doubling down on where we've been historically versus going forward. So the other part of that is John and I are now under sunshine here, but we're, you know, things are changing for county in relation to the mayor. There is going to be a regional economic development summit or focus, and we can play a role there. Christina and I are talking, there's going to be something happening there, and I think Leon Tallahassee can take a big role there. Having this board, this group at a seat at the table is huge. But having a Innovation Park Summit, we've talked about this before, bringing in chamber partners, bringing in other entrepreneurial partners, organizations like Domia. We have not had this brainstorming informational session with our partners, with our community in a while. What you guys showed today on the PowerPoints, what we're doing today, I think if we focused on a park summit and how it relates to economic development with all of our partners, that could be invaluable for us under that communication piece. So sorry for going on about that piece, but that is one that I personally would, you know, prefer it to be more collaborative than not. The only other thing to me, I like everything else you all have said. The incubator, I'm stuck on this though, as a top line goal. To me, the goal is still resources for cultivating business development and retention. And the key anchor in that is our incubator, no doubt. But the tech grant's still there. Mm-hmm. Other programs are still there. I'm not sure the incubator is resonating for me as the only goal, unless, that's what I was trying to ask earlier, unless I'm misunderstanding how much we're refining this.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that can, incubator is, you know, kind of specific, but there's a lot of stuff that really can go under incubator. One thing we haven't really talked about are the programs, okay? Even the programs we currently have in existence, a lot of those need to be reworked to fit into a little different model. For the Entrepreneurial Excellence Program, for example, is very small business focused, and it really doesn't need to be anymore. It may have served its purpose when it was with the EDC before a lot of these other resources came online. Mm-hmm. But now it might be time to gear that a little more specific to tech. The tech grant, for example, it may need to be retooled and looked at how it can be used to help companies get into and through the incubator, and how they, you know, how we monitor and mentor those companies. So we need to include all of that kind of under the incubator, I think, and maybe it's the incubator and entrepreneurship programs. But
I would like that, but then the next question is, are we now thinking, and it seems like this has been where we're going, Innovation Park umbrella, the 501c3 incubator facility and programs are all one bucket together. And I can wrap my head around that if it all gets into that one bucket. Then master planning, marketing, communication are the other two big buckets.
Some of those action plans within that.
I'm just, I can wrap my mind around the word incubator being the top line.
The goal. Well, we've got to put some numbers, some some expectations.
Right, right. But I'm saying if we're wrapping all of those other programs, if anything we do related to entrepreneurs.
So the incubator is not just a facility. It also includes programs. So we would, yes, we would look at all of our programs basically falling under the, maybe not all of them. I mean, Tech Topics might not fall under that, but.
That could be communications.
Yes.
It may be a little bit of a devil's advocate, too, on the, we call it here the summit regionals. I'm wondering if some of that is a little bit more of action steps, and the real goal is how do we partner with the airport? That becomes the goal, and then maybe action plans are we go through a summit, we do this, we do that, we work with a mayor, whatever else, but is the real goal that we somehow partner to the airport?
Is it just the airport?
And the rest of, well, I'd like to think we could be the solving all the problems of the community, but I almost think we need to accept one and see if we can move forward on it. The airport seems to me to be the big hurdle out there, the big target, the one that seems to be with the most opportunity to me right now. But many of the other things that we talked about in there become to me action steps to get the airport Innovation Park partnership moving, if that makes sense.
Is that what you contemplated, Ray? What's the primary goal of the summit?
I was hoping that we'd be broader than just the airport. I mean, I think the airport is a logical initial target.
Yeah. What else?
But I don't want to close any doors, but I think
I think we go
today
more.
That there are other possibilities out there.
Yeah. I think the pie could be so huge that we don't get a slice of it. Concentrating on a slice of it, to me.
I really want to know what's on there.
Yes, ma'am.
You've been
very quiet. We want to hear you.
She's been trying.
So, for me, it's in the marketing and identifying who the key stakeholders are. Then if you partner that with Shovel Ready, to me, it's which industries or which stakeholders are we going after that we can be shovel ready, right? Because I think that was one of the big messages earlier. We can say we want to do a lot of things, but what's the low-hanging fruit that we can get to quicker with either our existing resources or the pooling of other resources, existing resources that may be available regionally or what have you. And so then you're able to narrow down and focus. Because otherwise, we could be throwing a lot of different darts at a lot of different things as opposed to being laser focused on one or two things.
You're going to have to work in parallel with OEV on that. Because you don't want to be going in two different directions. It'd be good to mirror what OEV is doing.
So again, that gets into the specific strategies and action plans. So we're still looking for what of all the things we want to do will fit in three or four buckets. Because I agree with you. I think all of that, all the market PR stuff, that includes OEV. Yes, there are linkages between the marketing and the facilities, obviously. And the facilities assessment is going to be probably more than assessment. It's actually going to be assessment and execution on doing something we're not just going to assess, right? So we can get, I'm still trying to get to where we agree on four buckets. Because it looks like we're not going to get to three, but let's get to
one word type big goals and then expressing that into a goal statement.
I
would make Airport Innovation Park Agreement as a headliner, then work to a goal statement, and then work action plans under that.
Exactly. So instead of, are you saying, hang on one second. So instead of regional stakeholder summit, we're saying, because let's get some agreement here before we go any further, Peggy.
Okay.
Because I think we've, so far what I'm hearing is incubators and programs, we're okay with that?
Yep.
Facilities assessment or implementation, we okay with that?
I think so. I think the word facilities is good, but it's...
How about properties or assets or...
We can
wordsmith it, but can we just agree on basic buckets and we'll go back and work out the details?
That sounds what we were trying to get to.
Okay, so, and we'll go back. My intent is once we agree on four things that are generally encompass what we're after, we'll go back and we'll do a separate sheet for each one.
Okay.
Okay, so...
I like number two.
Just in general, whether we call facilities or properties or
assets or whatever.
Yeah, Ron, I guess the reason why I'm asking that is I would put airport under a big bucket with how we activate property and recruiting instead of separate. But that's...
You don't want airport separate?
I do.
Or you do?
Well, Dave does. That's exactly why I was asking the question.
Okay, but I'm trying to get to what we agree on first and then we'll go to what we don't agree on.
But that's what I was...
You think airport's under facilities?
And see, and I don't see, but for me, it's not necessarily, it's a facilities assessment to me would have to be done knowing what types of industries or businesses you're trying to recruit. So to me, if you don't know that, or if you're not able to do an assessment of these properties and say, okay, what can we be shovel ready for, then we're still shooting in the dark.
And I think that's under marketing PR, where we're going to establish what the target markets are and who we're going after. And based on that, so maybe the sequence isn't right, but number two might be the marketing piece in particular. Establish what our target market is, what their resource requirements are, facility requirements are, so that when we go and do the facilities piece, we know what we need to have ready and what we need to develop.
Okay, well, so facilities
to me is what we own and operate and control.
Right.
Airport has nothing to do with what we own, operate, and control. It is a separate relationship that needs to be established.
Okay, so with that, then recruitment has to be with marketing and PR, because that is totally different than marketing. If we're not putting recruitment under facilities.
No, we're not. I'm thinking recruitment comes under marketing.
And so that has to be, I would expand that term because that's not marketing to me at all.
It's actually sales and marketing.
Yeah, sales and marketing. But the facilities to me, it is, facilities to me looks like we're assessing what we already have. And I know you're talking about geotech and other things, but it's the rules, it's land, it's shovel ready.
Facilities and land assessment.
And we don't have the universities noted on here. We don't. I know those might come into the strategies, but do we want partnerships, collaboration? I saw you say that, Rick. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm giving you credit for that.
It's its own bucket.
In a goal, in the language of a goal.
Partnerships and collaborations?
It feels like it needs to be somewhere in here, but I don't know where.
And that's
its own bucket. And that's where you could actually put the airport.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a collaborative effort.
I think there are a lot of people we're going to be needing to collaborate with. Yeah. And we're going to be so many of them that we're going to have to decide what comes first.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I would agree with you that the airport probably be first. Just because I think we have neglected something.
Well, I think the clock's ticking on the airport.
Yeah.
It's either they're going to go on and do their own thing, or we need to pretty quickly step in and say, we're ready, prepared to roll up our sleeves and partner with you. We could miss a window of opportunity if we don't move. So my personal position would be, that'd be a standalone one because of the timings of it and of the urgency of it, I'd say.
Well,
facilities are things that we own and operate.
Well, under partnerships and collaboration, we can make airport number one.
Yeah.
If you want to make separate sub-goals.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strategies. So, yes, yeah. So individual strategies would be, there'd be some one strategy for airport.
Yeah. Okay, one strategy for airport. Okay. All right.
So.
Versus a goal.
All right, so shall we call it, instead of facilities assessment, you want to call it?
I'm just trying to think about the words as other people may read them, as we may explain them to other people, and the goal is to be able to market the property, recruit, everything like that. It seems like facilities assessment is a strategy to get to that goal. That's what I'm getting tripped up on.
Could it be defined as an amenities assessment?
Well, amenities we think would fall under that.
Yeah. Well, the goal is to maximize the use of our assets.
That's
the goal.
And recruit.
And then to do that, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think we need clearly an assessment to do that.
So well, there's more of that. There's more in there than just assessment, because obviously we want to do something with that assessment as well.
Yeah.
So I like the asset maximization sort of approach.
Master planning.
Maximize our assets.
Master plan and maximize
the
master plan.
Strategy.
Yeah.
That's the right word.
Yeah.
It's really about getting our properties ready.
Yeah.
And
How about asset readiness?
I like it.
That's better than anyone said. Yeah.
Asset readiness and maximization.
Every scholar in the world loves.
That's why our job titles are so long.
What did you say? Where's your racial base?
Different colors. I told you we'd be crossing stuff out. All right, are we getting closer?
Good enough for a placeholder.
All right, so cross out Summit and the regional stakeholders. And we're just, because we're going to focus on partnerships and collaboration. I don't know how to spell that exactly either.
That's a collab.
So we got incubators and programs. We got asset maximization and readiness. And marketing, PR, recruitment, and partnerships and collaboration. Sound like a plan?
Sounds good. If okay. You want to add anything, subtract anything.
No, it's too late. We're done.
Good.
All right, let's take that off and let's.
You may have to listen to the recording to get that down.
I think she's got it.
Yeah.
So we got about 1 hour and 10 minutes left. Okay. So the objective is to take each one of these 4 goals. And if we can just come up with some first, what are the issues? Let's come up with 2 strategic issues for each one. So, incubators and programs.
Are you ready to go? How ready to go are you if the, you know, you get the grant tomorrow?
We've hired the guy.
Yeah, there's step one. So, to me, the big issues.
I think I may have been known about that.
And Michael, you chime in anywhere here, but I've got actually 3. Well, one issue is if we're funded, what do we have to do to construct the building? How do we construct the building? Okay.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying.
That's yeah. One issue. The other is, how do we recruit companies and be ready for the companies? So,
yeah.
And then the third thing is the program issues that I mentioned, which is how do we restructure our programs to fit within this new
right.
incubator model?
So, and we still don't, you know, part of the thing about getting the grant was it was going to be, to me, a real fail fast thing. We would know something. Do we still think we're going to know something pretty quick?
I think sometime this month, but I
okay.
thought it was going to be the 30th.
Yeah.
But you know.
But you still think by the end of this month?
I think so.
Okay. Well,
that's
soon.
And honestly, if we don't get the funding, then the strategy is go get the funding. Okay. And then the rest of this
but
will have to.
It
drops down. We still
yep.
are probably going to look at how we restructure the programs.
Yep.
We would want to have space to do something temporarily while we're out trying to do that, and that's where we're thinking about the Collins building as well.
Well, I think we need to kind of make, that's almost
yeah.
more like a,
yes.
a flow chart.
There's a bit of a flow chart to this, but
yeah.
but if we want to focus initially on assuming we get it, let's do that.
Okay.
So, Michael, do you, I mean, anything to add to that? It's kind of your.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably an 18-month process to build it actually out, if not 2 years. So the whole thing has to start with the what we've already started with some of the archaeological stuff. But then also we've got to get everything cleared, permitted, got to get the architects to design that final layout. We've got, I mean, there's just tons of steps that go into building this facility, right? So that.
And who runs that process?
I think it's going to be both of us.
So
okay.
yeah, because there'll be, I mean, we'll have to do partner funding agreements, we'll have to do the EDA agreements, we'll have to figure out how to make sure we're in compliance with all the federal requirements on the grant.
But in terms of managing the project, that's the 2.
We will be heavily involved,
yeah.
both of us will be heavily involved in that.
Now you can use what we learned in Sid Martin as a prototype for streamlining some of these steps, right?
Some of it, yes. But again, there's going to be a bit of a learning curve on, particularly on the federal requirements.
So to me, if this happens, it happens pretty quickly. And then job one for both of you is to just get out there and push it like crazy.
Yes.
And that's going to be what's happening.
And I've already started working on policies and procedures for entry, an equipment list, what the layout of the cell culture lab will look like, all of those things. That's what I've been doing on a daily basis to find out. And so we will be ready once the award is announced, one way or another. We're ready to move right into it. There's not really much of a learning curve other than to overcome all of the impediments that are in place in any kind of building.
And so then the other
Well, the federal requirements are what we learned.
And the federal, which is substantial.
But if this happens, then that's your job one.
That's it.
And we're going to be trying to keep up with the rest of what we have to keep up with anyway, which is keeping everything else rented and up to snuff. And, I don't know how much more bandwidth there is going to be, if that...
At least initially, yes. Initially, that will be job one, and will require a lot of time and effort.
To what extent do you anticipate having to recruit volunteers for mentorships and things like that? Is that going to be extensive? Is that going to be...
I don't think so. I think once we have a determination, we can start. I already have a handful of mentors that are ready to go.
Good.
But I don't have companies to mentor. But I have a ton of them, you know, ready to go. And in fact, some of them are already working with Rick around the corner, and some others that I've referred to, some of the FSU and FAMU professors. So we've got a small group ready.
Already ready.
But I think what's going to happen is, obviously, when we get this thing solidified and it's ready to roll, I think that'll be a lot easier to get the mentors. Right now, we're just talking about it, right? So
sure.
It's hard to sign them up yet.
Absolutely.
But the formal process is in place. In fact, I just received a couple of mentor/advisors contracts that they use, and I've been reviewing those. Mark Long gave me his, and I've got a couple others, because it is a formal process. That's what makes incubation work. So I'm reviewing those now.
Christian?
Okay, so... we've done a lot of work, you're doing work, that's fantastic. We will need to hit the ground running, but we have too many opportunities right now. If we miss the surge on recruitment with OEV, that's going to be a detriment to funding the incubator or keeping it operating, keeping us operating. So within the construction piece, there's what we would go back to the architect, the design build, however we would do that, and that would free you up a bit, Ron. Is that right? Once we got through that initial push?
Yeah, the first push is you hire an architect, because it's not a design build, it's a design bid build.
Thank you, yes.
So we'd hire an architect / construction manager, work through the initial design process, and we'd still have involvement in that.
But versus you being the construction man or being correct, the owner of a house, if anyone's built anything.
Oh, I didn't understand that. So somebody else will be managing.
That's what I thought. That's where you were picking up. Yeah. So hiring this person would be a construction manager, architect person to help guide the process. So, Michael, you may be caught up, and this is the job to do the programming, start to think about the recruitment. So that's two of your buckets.
Yes.
But the construction piece, we initiate that. Ron's got a lot of involvement, but then we can focus on other
mine
things.
Is mostly going to be on the contracting and the compliance issues.
Right.
The basic oversight communication with the contractors, that thing. And then obviously both of us will have impact on the, or input on the design itself. So
all those three things, and I'm sorry, I'm trying to be like you and get back to...
Yes.
So those three things are the direct incubator, or associated with the incubator, should we get funding.
Yep.
The other things that may fall into this particular goal are tech grant, EEP, our other existing programs. April, I think you're the one who mentioned it, bringing in people with expertise in certain targeted industries. Mm-hmm. And the 501c3 is under this too, and that's a way to bring another... experts or other people related. So is that everything that might be in this bucket, is kind of the existing programs and what you guys just went through on the incubator?
Well, and there's some other pieces too. For example, developing the university access and partnerships involved in that. Trying to create, you know, the incubator as a front door for access to those resources. So, you know, like you provided that list of all the things that the university can provide. We want to be that kind of front door for entrepreneurs to access. That's going to take some work to fully develop. Recruiting Michael, this would be, that's his, as well as recruiting the support service providers to the park.
With an RFQ for architectural services, is that so specialized we'd have to get outside of the community?
Probably not.
I'm seeing a yes here and a no there.
For that type of a building, yes.
I would think so too, but I don't know.
That's really an easy process. There's several, you can even restrict it just to architect firms in Florida. There should be a number of them that would want to bid and would be capable of designing something. Likewise with construction management.
Yeah, we have to follow the state procurement requirements, which are a little bit different than the university requirements. But yes, we can. We'd have to open it up and see who's most qualified.
Do you want us to list out all of those other things right now, or you have a list about the shared use for equipment and things like that? Those are things that we need to do whether we get the funding for the incubator or not.
Yes.
A little side note, the letter to the governor about the SBIRSTTR grant that we didn't get signed last year, get it in John's hands.
Yeah.
ASAP, if he's talking to incoming governor. But those types of things are under this bucket.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
And we can articulate those if you want to move on to the next one.
We don't need to dig into the incubator in extreme detail right now.
Yeah,
right?
I think we pretty much have a handle on that.
Okay, let's go to the next one then.
Or you want to do right below?
You want it.
Your call. Your script.
Well, that's fine.
I think the new page one is we're likely to come back here and do something.
New page.
And so, I didn't mean to cut that short. I wanted to keep going.
Honestly, I appreciate that because that's, we need your input where we need your input. I think we pretty well have covered.
Right.
But you did raise an important point, which is, you know, what's the time commitment going to be? This is part of the SMART goals is what's it really achievable for us? We've done a great job expanding our staff, but we've got a couple major projects that are coming. So.
Well, we all would agree this is job one.
Yeah. Yep.
What's job two?
But Anne, you picked up. Yeah. We've seen that before where we've had to put all our eggs in one basket for a time.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted him to clarify because this one might be different.
I think we're going to have job two, A, B, and C. So, because all of these things are important and they're going to be working, I think, pretty much in parallel. But why don't we go ahead, if you're okay with this, let's go ahead and take asset maximization and readiness.
Yeah, and I guess this takes into account, we all know that what's going to happen is it's all going to be influenced by whether we get the money or not and how the order is going to change.
Yeah, one question related to the incubator is, if we don't get the money, if we don't get the grant, we have $1.8 million of our own funding committed, what do we do?
Yeah.
Do we hang on to that for the next round of grants? I think our agreement with FSU and OED is what, for 1 year, Eric?
Well, with FSU, I think so, but as long as the spirit and size and everything else remains, I don't see a reason why it would be pulled back. I mean, extensions.
So potentially that money could still be sitting there for us to go get the additional $10.2 million we need, or what it might be.
I think if you were asked the question today, the answer would probably be yes. I don't know if things have changed down the road.
All right.
I think it depends a whole lot on whether we still have the same vice president for research.
Okay. One thing that we probably should add is immediately, once we get notified, if it's no, is to write the typical $3 million grant to EDA. That's for our incubators anyway, that's already out there. We don't have to wait for anything, no supplements, nothing. And so if we had that, then we add the monies that have been committed, you know, we're up to whatever that comes out to be.
One problem is that I think that certainly Gary is focused on the size of the building. There's 40,000 square feet. It's kind of like the minimum critical mass in order to make it work.
What I meant by that is, so we start with, let's say that's $8 million that we came up with, then we only have to go out and find the difference.
Is the state, in the legislature, a viable alternative?
It hasn't been.
Yeah.
In order to apply for an EDA grant, you got to show the match. That was our. So I'm not sure we can go, I mean, it would take us time to get through the legislature and probably a 2-year horizon unless there are other programs. And that, this is the caveat I put right now, the pin in this one, is if not this grant, we don't know how EFI and DEO are going to work in the future. We don't know if there's going to be a Florida Jobs Grant Growth Fund or whatever it is. We don't know about a second disaster supplement.
Right, the hurricane might be a good excuse. Yeah.
So all three of those things are funding opportunities that could come for this project or others in the next 6 to 9 months, I would guess. We would get some clarity on them. So I don't think this, my opinion is this then doesn't go away. If we didn't get this one, FSU, OEV, we keep them on the hook for the next year because we were looking at another disaster supplement. The $3 million, I'd rather wait for that than go after the $3 million and be on the hook for something else.
Do you think that if you could link this successfully to hurricane recovery, there might be a quicker path through the state?
My sense of this?
Can I address the EDA? The EDA with hurricane, the match is less. You're only doing, I don't know what you guys ended up with, but it should have only been 20 cents on the dollar.
No, we got, with this one, they started out at 50-50, and we went up to 60-40.
Really?
Yeah.
Everybody's different. Everything, yeah.
Wow, that's interesting, because the EDAs are normally 50-50. It's 50 cash. They don't like in-kind.
Right. And this is that's what we're doing is all cash.
Yeah, they don't like in-kind. So that's part of the problem is you have to literally have cash.
So that's what we're talking about, is we know, basically what Michael is saying is immediately go after the $3 million. If we still have the 6.8 in place, okay, we're at 9.8, we know we got to go raise the rest, okay? Mm-hmm. So our objective at that point was to figure out how to raise the rest. Yeah. I don't know that we have a clear strategy for that right now, but that is something that immediately upon notification, that's what we'll have to work out. So we can work on that today, or we can just wait and see what happens and figure that out and work on the rest of these.
I think there are too many moving parts, even though I kind of started this ball rolling. I would suggest we go back to talking about this because we're going to have to.
We got 55 minutes.
Redo. Yeah.
I promise I'm staying on your asset on this. Getting punchy at the end of the day. This is something we can talk about now or later, but my gut on this is I don't see us turning right around and applying for the $3 million for this $17 million project because we'd have to raise all the other money before we apply. However, we get no to this, we could look at that $3 million for Collins Building. We could look at it for a light manufacturing facility. So whether we get this or not, thinking about those regional innovation grants as funding something else in this asset maximization, I think that is on the list as a potential. Or in the future, if we raise the other money, that's what we go after for the incubator. But it could be an opportunity to fill one of the other gaps in this once we know more.
If you do get the incubator money, could you still do that for the Collins Building and other things, 2 EDA grants?
My sense is we could apply for more, but it probably wouldn't be good for us to duplicate the same type facility, right?
I would try to position, if we get the 10.2, I would probably still try to position it as either a specific incubator that's somehow separate, whether it's all co-working, whether it's light manufacturing, and then you could do that. They funded 2 incubators in the same locale before. And so one's under a supplemental grant. Now, if it was under the regular program, there would be a 5-year waiting period before you would go again. But since it's separate, it's under 2.
And didn't the Innovation Hub for UF, didn't they do that in 2? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two different grants.
Yes, they did. Yeah, so it is possible.
But we could apply for 2 disaster supplements and a regional innovation grant within the same few year time period and not have to wait because disaster supplements are special.
Special.
Yeah. We got in first on this disaster supplement, other than TCC and I think FAMU, but there will be others not university based that will apply for the next one. And could be for general incubating space.
And there has been even on this one.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, under asset maximization and readiness, are there two, within that, are there two major issues that we need to overcome? I know one is maximization and the other is readiness, but...
Okay.
It just got sort of popped out at me, but anyway. You know, one thing we could do is we could go down that list and say, okay, what stuff goes in that bucket? Would that be useful?
Was this building part of the stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that one of the key ones that you put in?
Is what? What's that?
Is that one of the action plans we...
Which stage?
Assigned to?
Which, I'm sorry, that's the first one. This building. This building, the night building, okay. Yes, the night building would be one of the... So you got night, you got Collins, you got, I think this includes the PUD and the CNR and,
yep.
And the master plan and the... so...
And then down to shovel ready.
Yeah, give me...
And all of that's going to be within 3 years.
Yeah, determining whether something shovel ready or not, it really encompasses geotech, and because you need to know if you can build something, what can you build, and that all
Collins, night building. Yeah.
Master plan.
I don't know about master plan.
And asset maximization and readiness?
So right. You want to do a right. Master right. Plan, or is that just like an inventory?
It's kind of looking at, so for example, of our property that's over here, what could we do with that property and how it lay out and what could you fit in there? Where would you put the, you know, the different pieces and parts if you...
Okay.
That question.
Could we use a different term because we're so used to master plan with FSU and FAMU. I think, Anne, where your mind might have just gone was...
Your program, we're getting that.
Yeah, you program each piece of property.
Yeah.
So what about land use plan or... Something like that. Does that help you?
Yes,
okay.
It does.
And that.
I know you can't read my answer. Okay, land use plan. Okay. What was the 100% occupancy?
Okay, so strike out master plan thing.
I think that was for existing buildings here, your million square feet.
Yeah.
In 18 months? No, that was, this was the incubator. Sorry.
But that's. That's 2 years out before you start that.
Yeah, within
18
months. He said of opening, so.
I'm opening, yeah.
Okay, so that's actually one.
Well, doesn't this include getting the trail built, and that's in there?
Yes, well.
Or maybe we just already
the trail is,
doing
we're
that.
Not doing that. We're assuming.
That's done.
It's done.
Okay. Got it.
So OEB partners, I only have two colors. So if we just went down the list, stronger mix of targeted tenants, that would be under three.
Yeah.
Try to write some great
ones, right? But with that, my question is, for like the different organizations that are specifically in Innovation Park, could we do kind of an inventory of what specialized equipment each people have so that we can look at kind of targeting the different industries? So would that be an assessment part of that?
Yeah,
it's an asset.
Is it, because when you do that, I mean, you would know what they have, but are you trying to figure out what is that space is capable of holding?
So my question is, if we're attracting like another company like Danfoss, and we go out to them and say, hey, you should come to the park, they say, why should we come to the park? And it says, well, there's the wind tunnel at FCAPS, there's these different assets that you can specifically use. It'd be nice to be able to have those specific things that you can say, come to the park, these are the things that you can use and collaborate with.
I think that's more in the marketing,
okay.
On the marketing side.
Yeah. Well, and I would also, that's the shared use.
Mm-hmm.
That may relate to an incubator or corporate involvement.
Both, yeah.
But the target industries that you keep wanting to come back to, somehow we got to assess where OEV is and drill down, okay, these are our centers out here, these are what, you know, the hot spots are out here, that's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a tool,
okay.
Right? Yeah.
So OEV partnership for recruitment, that's three?
Yeah, that's three.
Sorry, I'm right on the edge here. Partner with other TLH, that's
airport
four.
Is three.
Four.
And OEV is three and four, right?
Yeah, but for recruitment specifically, this is incubator, that's one. Track three companies, that's marketing, PR, recruitment, that's three. Increase private sector percentage, recruit or lease is three. Mix of innovative versus stable tenants, that's three.
Three, and the next one's three.
Three's big.
Help ecosystem with research component here. I don't remember what that was about. All right, we'll come back to that. Develop criteria, selective about who is here. That's three. That's
well, we really want to make that point. Industry.
Yes. Well, it's not just about industries, but I think it's even more specific than that. Mm-hmm. It's
innovation.
Yeah.
That's one's four. Okay, next one's four. And then next one's two.
This goes with that, all right, okay. Mm-hmm. Master plans, two. Mm-hmm. Which we're now calling
four. And then we're back to four. Number four again. And number four again.
Four.
You want to write? And?
No, you're doing great.
How can we collaborate? That's four.
Okay.
What can we achieve with the current
resources?
What's that?
Staff.
With what can we achieve with staff and current resources? In other words, current staff and current resources.
Yeah, we'll put that under two. I think our staff are assets.
Yeah. That's what Michael's three.
Incubator, so he's a one. Oh, that's
high-value
sites. All right, so this is one. This is
two.
Increased dollars into park. What was that?
30.
Yeah. What was that referring to specifically?
Park.
That's not the revenue.
If I could speak again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was increasing SBIR, so research
dollars. Oh, research dollars. Yeah, that's right.
Or tech commercialization out. So research dollars in or tech out.
Is it?
Net bucket three.
Or is that one?
It's a little above.
Or is that an asset?
Yeah.
We'll figure that one out later.
TBD.
How do we tell our story? That's three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Three.
That's two.
That's
Collins.
No, that's,
working
yeah,
space.
Yeah, it's two.
Yeah.
Two.
Collins.
Two. And another one.
Two.
This is all the night building.
I think we talked about this for a while.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Conference center.
Also two.
Exposure to target audience, potential tenants. That's three.
Three.
Yeah.
And William, that's two.
Well, Ron, now I see the virtue of your approach.
Boy, you went quickly.
Took us a while to get there. All right. So,
I actually think this is pretty good. You're going to have to make sense of it, but
yeah, I mean, rather than us sitting here and trying to sort through the details of it,
yeah,
I think you've given us a lot to work with here that we can now go back and we can work on fine tuning how that fits in here and come back to you at the next meeting and say here's I may just send it out to you and get any feedback you have. You can send it to me. I don't necessarily have to share it with the results with you until the next meeting, but I can't share the results with you until the next meeting if we do it that way. But we can put something out there and get some feedback from you on it.
And if it's time sensitive, and we need to have a
January meeting, we could do that.
Okay. I think a lot will depend on the results of the grant decision.
Yeah.
If we get the grant, we may just hop on that and get where we can.
Well, and I guess I tried to make this point a couple of times, but I really do feel like there's so much going on that a big part of what is happening is we just need to keep up with a bunch of stuff and make sure that we are at the table. If there are, you know, if something's going on with the airport, if something's going on with the regional planning authority and all that.
And these are the strategic issues. So we still have operational stuff going on. So hopefully we'll be able to spend a larger percentage of our time on strategic issues going forward, but we still have the nuts and bolts to work on. So.
But the fact that most of this ended up in marketing or the shovel ready, that's a sign. I mean, we would never have succeeded, probably in retrospect, with the broker, given that we didn't have marketing or shovel ready.
We've learned a lot.
We have learned a lot.
Yeah.
It was a good try. We had, I know that was mostly focused on the existing buildings, but just thinking about that, given the amount of information we had in the past, this helps us get to the next.
Yeah. And I feel like I at least have kind of compartmentalized this initially marketing thing over to OEV than I ever thought was going to be possible. So hope it.
Yeah, our big thing with OEV is we just got to make sure we give them the materials that they need.
Yep.
Our active participation when they identify a hot prospect, mm-hmm. and have our assets ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, that's. Yeah. We can't, as you heard Ed said, you can't wait until you get a prospect to figure out what you have to sell.
Right. Which
is exactly
that's
right.
Why two is so important.
Yep.
Yeah. And Rebecca's going to be a key asset in their shop now, focused on this area and helping us drill down. Probably she could help with the target industries and stuff.
Yeah, so we just have to make sure that we're like, you know, like this with them, because we're going to depend on them, and we need to make sure that they think as highly of Innovation Park and our potential, right, as possible. So,
and that's
whether it's taking Rebecca to see different resources here and, you know, courting her to some degree, helping her to see all that's possible.
Yeah, Rebecca, having her is a game changer for us. Mm-hmm. Number one, she used to work at HBMI. Mm-hmm. She's very familiar with what's going on here. She speaks the language. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have to work too hard to impress her with what's out here. I think, and she is narrowly focused.
Yeah.
Okay. She's not, in the past, the folks we've worked with, whether it was EDC or even OED initially, they've had very broad responsibilities. Hers are very focused. That's really important. The other part is they have never had a sales and marketing approach, a process. Never. I asked, and when I was meeting with the EDC reps, I said, so what is your sales and marketing process? And they looked at me like, well, we go to trade shows, we go to the site selector trade shows and wait for something to come in, and then we deal with it, you know, a lead.
They were ready to take orders instead of going out and making things happen.
Yes, exactly. So what OEV is doing right now is a very proactive, I'll put it in the right order, marketing and sales approach. And now they got some work to do, I think, on the sales process in particular, and narrowing that down, because I think this is a new experience for them as well, and that's where I think we can play a very important part in helping them with a sales process.
Recruiting.
No, the selling process. So yeah, maybe you, at that point maybe it is recruiting, but to me it's selling. Recruiting is they have a very good lead generation process with ROI. I think I like what they're doing there.
Yeah.
Now, how qualified those leads are, I don't know yet. That's, I think, going to be the trick.
I don't even know what that means.
Qualified?
Yeah.
Means they're, there's various levels of qualified, but it means they are likely to want to relocate.
And they're ready to buy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Yeah, but how do you figure that out?
Based on their process, their research. Their little.
That's their job.
That's what they do. So, I mean, they've never had that before. Like I said, they went to trade shows and waited for people to call.
It's the ones that would fit well with what we have to offer.
So what they look at,
if I recall, and I'll send you, they have a PowerPoint if you want to read it, instead of listening to the 1 hour webinar. But they look at things like wage growth in particular areas, because the wage growth is an indicator that it's getting more expensive for a company to operate in a particular area. So, and then the other thing they look at is just company growth. So if the company is growing and the wages are growing, well, you may not want to expand in the area where your wages are high. So you may be interested in relocating at least the expansion part. So that might be an opportunity. That's just one example of how they look at, they slice and dice the data. They can do it by industry codes and all kinds of other things. So,
would they go so far as to go to companies and make a pitch like, now you're ready? You don't know it, but now you're ready?
My understanding is they do, in fact, do that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet. And maybe that's what this, you know, she's got a list of 200 prospects. I don't know how qualified those are,
right?
But I think what they're asking for is feedback to say which ones of these kinds of companies and these particular industries are you interested in, and then they will have their relationship people. They've got a couple people actually go out internationally and meet with companies and you know, say, hey, we think this is a good fit for you.
Didn't they say they narrowed it down to some number guaranteed?
200.
No, he's got 200 prospects. I think, was it 200 and...
200 jobs.
200 jobs.
Yeah, they said 200 jobs in 3 years.
200 jobs, yeah.
That's a
fuzzy number.
We're going to get the blueprint agenda out. I think we're going to see the contract in there because they were working out the details in September. So that'll come in the next week so everybody can see it. But what I wrote down was... Wait on my agenda. 50 real meeting or real contacts. That was the commitment in 3 years. The 200 jobs was
from that 50, 200
was aspiration. Was you know, we'll try to get to 200 jobs.
That sounds more likely.
Yeah.
So Denise, do you know? Have you worked with Rebecca at all?
Not yet.
Oh,
we'll get into it because I do think having a unified message and everything as they go out and recruit is going to
well,
be
and all
very
the
vital.
Stuff that you.
Yeah.
Scared presented. Up for your thing.
Yeah.
That would be
very
useful.
Yeah. I've shared a good time with her.
My understanding is that Ron described it well, the piece that the Canadian company is going to be doing. If they identify one company that's interested in whatever they're looking at, what Rebecca's talking about is what happens when they actually make the call here or come here to town. And that's the piece that we haven't had that either. I'll say, you mentioned the trade shows, but we kind of had, okay, these three people get together and figure out what we're doing when the business is coming to town. And that hasn't historically worked well for us.
When they get here, the sales process really begins, and that's when we have to have our ducks in a row.
I know Ricardo was very, very concerned about when they were considering the second phase of that operation over there, that the community was not ready to step up and make some things happen. That once he said this is an opportunity for us, it was sort of, oh, well, what do we do next? Is that a good assessment, Paul?
That goes back to what I was saying about Pittsburgh. That's going to be my example. We have to have our community ready to support the funding and the decisions that we make and commissioners make and everything else.
Well, we have two thoughts here. We could say, job well done, we will get out 30 minutes early. Or we could go on until 4 o'clock and keep batting it around.
You already lost somebody.
No, Rick.
No, Rick.
Oh, Rick.
He snuck out very quietly with his feet.
Meeting's over.
Well, let me then take the opportunity to wrap up a little bit. I've been so impressed with this meeting. I've been so impressed with the things we've heard, the guests that we had in that made added comments of what we should be thinking about. I particularly liked what the mayor was saying. I like what Ed was saying. I like the airport. I like all of them. I'm particularly impressed with the staff, the work you've done. Peggy, where did Peggy go getting us ready for today's meeting? Ron, wow, what a good job you have. And what else can I say about what all you've got now on your plate? It's going to be extremely focused and a lot of day and night hours, I'm sure. So my compliments to our staff. I think we have assembled the greatest staff as this organization's ever had. Then I'm going to go on and say I think our board is as great a talent as we've ever had assembled around this table. I'm so impressed with the ideas we've had today. I'm so impressed with even Ray coming in brand new, hit the road running.
Especially Ray.
I'm going to say that John is going to be an extraordinary asset to us. One of the disadvantages of John being on this board is I can't go sit down and talk to him like I would like to be able to do. But I maybe have to do a public meeting and it's at the Red Eye or whatever.
We'll notice and record it.
And you have to have the secretary there to record it. But what a great job we've had today. I sort of close by saying we can't just dream about success. We have to work for it. Now it's time for us to make it happen. Any other comments before we close?
Design commit succeed.
There we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for driving it along. Yep.
Great. I never believed we'd be out of here 30 minutes early.
I know. Good job.